Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. We've just landed in South Bend, Indiana for our Tuesday and Wednesday night Sports Topic Show brought to us by Coors. It's now time to highlight Notre Dame football with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This weekly segment is brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. And also remember, go back and get additional information by going to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com. Now joining us, Frank Pomerico. Frank, how you doing, my man?
Coach, I'm doing great. I'm actually on the campus at Notre Dame as we speak. It's a beautiful night here. It's a little cooler. It's about, I'd say about 65 degrees. It's dark now. All the lights are on, and the dome is brightly shining. So people are very excited about the upcoming seasons, and a few things have happened this week to really focus in on the leadership of the team.
Well, let's talk about that, Frank. What direction do you want to go? Do you want to talk about the defense, or do you want to talk about captains first?
Coach, I think we want to talk about captains first. We're excited here. There's four great captains this year. Number one is J.D. Bertrand. He was the captain last year. Last year, he had 82 tackles. The year before, he had 103. This is a guy who's all over the field, and he leads through example, Coach. He's not really a rah-rah guy, about 6'1", about 230 pounds, but he gives it every ounce of his effort every time. A good Notre Dame man and a guy I think that young players can look up to. He's going to be right there in the middle. The second captain on defense is Cam Hart. Cam is from the Maryland area. He's a three-year player. He's been starting for the last 2 years, and I think somebody that all the younger defensive backs look to. He had over 28 tackles last year, four or five hurry-ups as far as knocking the ball down. I think he's somebody that the young kids look to. He's a character guy on and off the field. And then on offense, we have our All-American Joe Alt. Joe is 6'8", 325 pounds, a consensus All-American. Last year did a terrific job at left tackle. And, Coach, you know as well as I do, if you're a passing team in particular, you need to have a great left tackle because that guy is really going to protect the blind side of your quarterback, who's really the fulcrum of the team. He's a guy that has got to be stable. He's a great pass blocker, has great feet. He played basketball in high school, but he's also somebody that can run block as well. So we're excited with the things that he can bring to the table as far as leading that offensive line. He's going to be able to be a force in the huddle and a force with his example on how to play football. So we're excited about him. And then the fourth one, Coach, is Sam Hartman, somebody that has not been at Notre Dame for 4 years. This is his first year there. He is leading in only 1 year in the offseason. He is leading by example. He is leading by motivating people. He is somebody that is mature beyond his age, and he's somebody that knows football. Coach, he threw for almost 4,000 yards last year, 35 touchdowns, and he brings a wealth of experience to the quarterback position here at Notre Dame. He is somebody that we have good athletes as wide receivers, but he is somebody that is really going to bring the ball to you and make it a very catchable ball. So we're excited about those four guys. They're going to lead not only on the field, but off the field as well, making sure that the kids are behaving, making sure that the kids are holding up their end of their scholarship as far as going to class. I mean, we're excited about having these four guys as the leaders of our team at Notre Dame for sure.
Frank Pomerico joins us with our weekly Notre Dame football report brought to us by Station Casinos. Frank, Notre Dame and you, of course, 12 days away from kickoff. Man, it goes quick, doesn't it?
It certainly does, Coach. It seems like it was just a blink of an eye, and we were talking about 50 days to go, 40 days to go, 30 days to go. Now we're here and only 12 days to go. And, you know, I think it's a different situation when you're going on the road. We're not just going on the road. We're going halfway around the world, which is really going to make it a different atmosphere. It's something very odd to the boys because you're not just going to another city. I mean, you're going to another country. Everything is going to be different. The food will probably be different. The atmosphere, the temperatures is going to be different. So this is something that they have to acclimate themselves very quickly once they get there and be ready to play and focus. And I think Coach Freeman is doing that. He's getting them to a point where they're going to be very organized and very prepared once that kickoff comes.
For all of our listeners out there, Notre Dame opens up against the Naval Academy in Ireland on Zero Week. That's August the 26th. Frank, let's talk a little bit about specialists. You know, sometimes they don't get spoken about enough, and I know you're really into special teams and so on. What's your opinion on that?
Well, right now, Coach, we have one of the best snappers in the country. He's up for an award of being the best long snapper in the country. He's been there for 3 years. And somebody I've watched at practice, Coach, he can snap that ball laces away so that the kicker has an opportunity to kick the ball without having to worry about the laces or the holder turning the laces. And he gets a true kick that way. We're talking about kicking-wise, we have a punter that Fitzpatrick from last year did a great job. He's back again. And now we have a transfer, Coach. His name slips my mind right now, but he's somebody that has done a great job at South Florida, and he's going to be able to step in, and they say he can kick a long one from 45 to 55 yards, not unusual for him to get. Next week when we get together, I have his name right at my fingertips.
Frank Pomerico joins us with our Notre Dame football report. Frank, last but not least, you win championships with defense, of course. Your final thoughts tonight on the defensive side of the football for Notre Dame?
Well, I think Al Golden is the person that is controlling what happens on defense. You know, Marcus Freeman has his hands as the defensive coordinator for Notre Dame with the defense. But he has really given the reins of the defense over to Al Golden, who's a terrific mind defensively. He's somebody that coached with the Cincinnati Bengals in their championship year when they played in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. But he's also somebody that knows how to put the pieces of the puzzle together properly. We have great defensive backs, Cam Hart leading that way. We have Merriweather out there who's doing a good job. And we also have at linebacker Kaiser. We have Bertrand, the captain. We have Lufutu, who is a great player. Defensively, we have Riley Mills, a defensive tackle, puts a lot of pressure on the inside. We have Cross on the inside, who can push that offensive line back into the passer. We have Gene Batista, who is a transfer from Ohio State, big, strong, great hands. Can get his hands on the tackle shoulders and turn them and get to that quarterback. Coach, we're going to have our good defense. We're going to be an aggressive defense and a defense that's going to put pressure on all the people that we're going to be playing against. Against Navy now, they're going to be using two quarterbacks. We'll get more into this next week, but Navy's going to run a lot of the veer. Bernie Newberry is their coach. And he was their defensive coordinator last year. But I think he's enjoying being on the offensive side as well. They're going to change their offense up a little bit. I don't think they're going to go to a pro-style offense or anything like that. I think it's going to be more of a straight-ahead and misdirection kind of offense with some passing as something that can spice up the offense. But one thing you'll get from Army, Navy, and Air Force is they're going to give you 110% on every play. They're going to call what Eric Parsegian used to say, play the interval, which is the snap of the ball to the whistle is blown. And they play the interval like nobody else does. So it's going to be a hard game. I don't care that we have better talent. We're bigger. We're stronger. You still have to win the game. And you still have to focus and perform. Because, Coach, if you don't, you can get your tail bit off here. And Notre Dame does not want to start the season in a negative approach. A couple of years ago, I'd say more than a couple of years ago, probably about 10 years ago now, was the last time maybe Navy has beat Notre Dame. But they did it with never giving up, always coming after the ball carrier, always trudging for those last few yards. They are somebody that you can't take lightly. You just can't throw your helmet on the field and expect to win. So it's going to be exciting. I always love to see the academies play against Notre Dame. Coach, when I was a senior at Notre Dame, I got the game ball when we played against Army. Now, we won 62-3. I mean, it was a great game for the Irish. But the thing about the tradition at Army and the tradition at the Naval Academy and Air Force Academy is something that you really want to look at and be part of. And I getting the game ball for that game made me part of that series. And I cherish that ball because it meant so much to me in competing against some of the greatest guys in our country, that's for sure.
Frank, one last thing I want to mention here before I say goodnight to you is you are doing such a great job, not only on our segment that you've been doing for 21 years, but you are using this segment for a lot of our friends. Would you like to real quickly tell them who listens to this segment back in South Bend?
Yes, Coach. I was asked if they could use it at our local retirement center. They'd like to put it on their website. And what they've done is I go over there and sometimes I will drive people to different doctor's appointments or maybe to the grocery store just about 10 hours a week just to give me something to do. And they say, hey, we heard you on the radio out of Las Vegas with that Harvey Hyde. I said, yeah, that was me. And they said, we loved it. Please keep doing it. And I says, okay, we will. So that is one that we're excited about. And all the people over there, it's right across the street from Notre Dame, actually on the Notre Dame property. So we're excited that Holy Cross Village has put our show on their website. And I get all kinds of remarks throughout the week about, hey, I heard you did a great job. What is going to happen this week? So we're excited that people are enjoying the show, Coach.
Well, I want to welcome all of them to our huddle. We want to thank you for listening. And Frank Pomerico's a dear friend, was a great football player now. He'll be humble and won't tell you how good he was. But you're not a captain at Notre Dame unless you can play football. So, Frank, again, I want to thank you for joining us. Good luck, buddy, and we'll talk to you game week.
Coach, I just want to say James Amade gave me a lot of information today about that defense and about the captains. He really dug deep into the book about finding out information about those guys, and we always appreciate James's help, that's for sure.
He's the best. Thank you very much for all of your behind-the-scenes investigations. So, again, you've been listening to our Notre Dame Football Report with Frank Pomerico, brought to us by Station Casinos, SDN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Remember visit STNSports.com. That's STNSports.com for more information. So buckle up, everyone. When we come back with our Coors Sports Topic Show, we'll be going over to the Las Vegas ballpark with our man Jim Gemma, Director of Media Relations, who will be talking to Jim about the Aviators and where they stand in the standings. Buckle up. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back.